He was originally trained as a classical pianist at a conservatory in Brazil. But at 15, the pull of the bossa nova craze became too strong, and he abandoned his classical roots in favor of the new music. You're listening to The Jazz Scene, dedicated to the preservation, promotion, and appreciation of jazz, America's classical music. I'm Fred Macy, and I'm talking, of course, about Sergio Mendes. Sergio began spending time with other young Brazilian musicians in Rio de Janeiro, absorbing himself in the musical ferment around him, in the company of such figures as Antonio Carlos Jobim and João Gilberto. A strong jazz influence was added by the periodic visits of American musical giants, people like Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie, Roy Eldridge, and Herbie Mann. Sergio made his way to New York, and by 1962 had performed at Birdland and even recorded albums with Cannonball Adderley and Art Farmer. Though jazz and classical music were in his DNA, the bossa nova rhythms were boiling in his blood. And by the time we sat down to talk, Brazil 66 and even Brazil 77 were already well established.
That's tough enough to become a popular musician in your own country, let alone throughout the world. Sergio Mendes, it must feel particularly good to become popular for the music of your country.
Feels good. I think people decide what they like, and I think the fact that we've been playing, the style of music we play is kind of different, and we have a sound. That's why people like that sound.
Did you adapt that, or is that what they really listen to?
Not really. Well, in Brazil, there's many, many different kinds of music. It can go from the music of the Indians of the Amazon to the carnival music of the streets to the very sophisticated jazz musicians and all of that. So it's a big variety of sounds. Everybody has their own style. The composers and the musicians.
The music that you've made popular throughout the world, what is the origin of that? What's the background of that?
Well, I guess when I look back, jazz was very influential in my, in the beginning of my life and still is. I love and I listen to a lot of jazz. And I think part of the Brazilian sounds, there's a big jazz influence in it. And the other sounds, the rhythms, the Brazilian rhythms, the African rhythms that our music is the samba, down there. And that's the traditional rhythm of Brazil anyway.
So the basis is African?
Well, yeah, the base of Brazilian music, rhythmically, is really African. Absolutely.
Interesting. Did you always want to be a musician?
Yep, always.
How'd you get yourself started? At 16, you were playing what? Jazz at that point, I guess.
Yeah, we're playing clubs in Rio de Janeiro. We had, those days it was a club there called the Bottles Bar, where everybody used to come on weekends and just jam.
Where'd you get the idea for Brazil 66? I guess that's the group that really started it. It's a unique blend of voices.
Well, the first time I came here to the United States was in 1962, during the Bossa Nova days. That was a Bossa Nova concert at Carnegie Hall. And I had a group at that time called the Bossa Rio Sextet. It was an instrumental band. And then I went back to Brazil. And then I came back here in 1965 with a group called Brazil 65. Actually, we made a record for Capitol Records there called Brazil 65. And I decided to stay here, and I started working with different sounds and trying different sounds until I had the girls singing together, and it was not really planned. On the other hand, once we arrived at that sound, I felt it was a different kind of sound. And we started working on it, and we signed it with A&M Records. And we had our first hit, was Mais Que Nada.
There is a resurgence of Brazilian music today. Now, life is a wheel, I guess. They say what goes around comes around. What do you feel is the reason Brazilian music is becoming popular again? You've been there all the time. So has it.
Yeah, but the fact that now there are more, music coming out of Brazil, there are more American musicians interested in Brazilian music and English musicians. And there's more of an exchange right now, and I think there's many more music coming, much more music coming out of Brazil to here than before.
So you think it's just more music today than there was?
Oh, I think the timing is good. I think people sometimes they get bored what they hear on the radio, and they want an alternative. They want to listen to something that's different. Yeah. And I think Brazilian music offers that.
What have you been doing in the last, let's say in the last 5 or 10 years, when actually the sound sort of died down? I know you've still been playing, but again, the records were not so prolific. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, we've been working, we've been traveling, and records, I mean, you can't just be making records that are hit records all the time. You gotta, sometimes they go, sometimes they don't.
Which sound do you prefer, the music, the style, I should say, of your music when you were first playing, or what you're putting out today, really, your honest preference?
I like it, what I'm doing right now, a lot. I mean, we just played last night here in Los Angeles, and was a tremendous reaction from the crowd, and the band sounds good. I mean, it's a lot of energy, young musicians. I mean, it's kind of, I don't feel nostalgic about it. I mean, I like what I've done, but I like what I'm doing right now also.
Let me ask you just a couple of quick questions and ask for the first thing that comes into your mind, sort of a flash reaction. If I say Dizzy Gillespie, what do you think of?
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. It's one of my favorite trumpet players of all time.
Herb Alpert.
Very good musician. I mean, he's instrumental about bringing my, introduce my sound to the United States. He's kind of a godfather for me.
Lena Horne.
I love the sound. I love the way she sings. And, she's a classic.
Who's your favorite musician of all time?
I don't have a favorite. I mean, as a piano player, I mean, I love Art Tatum. I love Bud Powell, Horace Silver, you know, all the great pianists.
Yeah. What do you do in your spare time, Sergio?
My spare time, it depends. I have a baby right now, a 2.5-year-old baby, and
fantastic.
I enjoy being with him, and I enjoy traveling.
You get much time with the family?
Yes. It so happens that my wife sings in my band, so we travel together, and it's great.
Who takes care of the kids?
We always have somebody to watch him when we're playing or rehearsing.
That's fantastic. You sound like a contented man.
I am. I feel good.
With its mix of light jazz, a bossa nova beat, and contemporary soft pop melodies, Sergio Mendes' music is timeless. And his name has become a household word around the world and across several generations as well. Thank you for making time to be with us here at the Mark of Jazz. And I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Sergio Mendes as much as I've enjoyed sharing it with you. If you'd like to hear something special, or want to talk about what it is that you like best, just leave me a comment here at the Jazz Scene or on the website itself, markofjazz.com. Until we meet again, let me remind you of the profound pearl uttered by the great Miles Davis when he said, "Don't play what's there, play what's not there."